Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, let's go down to Shell Beach, Louisiana, and talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, man, we had a blow came through here between 2 and 4 that kind of rocked the world. How was things down there in Shell Beach? Is it all out of there yet?
Well, Don, we had that blow yesterday evening right around dark. It was, oh, my God, it was terrible. Lightning popping everywhere. Man, it was. I was down here at 5 o'clock yesterday evening, actually a little after 5. And, whoa, that stuff came through yesterday evening. It had this place shaking a little bit. lightning, I'm telling you, lightning hit so close, and it was kept striking and striking and striking. I was like, oh, my God, I don't get hit by this. I don't know. But it was pretty intense for a hot minute. So, yeah, and I figured it was moving eastward, so y'all would be getting it around, you know, midnight, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty intense, but things kind of calmed down a little bit. It's blowing out of the northwest about, I don't know, anywhere from 7 to 10 miles an hour. but I don't think that's going to, have too much effect on people fishing today. The water's up a little bit. Even though the wind's blowing out of the northwest, I guess what it's doing is pushing that water from this side of the lake, holding it up a little bit. But I tell you, Don, we've seen some really, really good catches of fish come through here this week. You know, things are starting to turn on, man. I'm pretty excited about what I saw this past week. Some really nice catches of speckled trout up on the edge of this, outskirts of this marsh where Lake Elwha meets Bay Elwha, you know, right up on that edge. A lot of 12.5-inch fish in those fish that's going to be ready for spring. A lot of nice, really nice keepers that was caught this past week. We've seen some nice catches come from over on the Stone Island side. And actually, the water was good over there. I know everybody can say, oh, man, it ain't river water. No, the water was pretty over there. So, I'm excited about what's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks. Bunch of redfish caught yesterday, north and south of the Mystico. So if you wanted to fish Biloxi Marsh today, Biloxi Marsh is good. Over on the south side of the Lake Robin area, plenty of redfish been caught over there. I mean, that redfish bite yesterday, you'd think yesterday with the wind blowing like it was blowing 25 yesterday for sure. And I'm telling you, the table was full here a lot of the time during the day yesterday. It was... I seen a lot of good catches of redfish come in yesterday, and I got pictures to prove it. So It was a good day yesterday. A couple things, Don. And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that boat show in Gonzales this weekend also going on? Isn't that happening this weekend?
It's either this weekend or next.
Okay.
You're right. I think it is this weekend.
At the Lamar Dixon Center.
They got one in Biloxi. Yeah. I'm going to be there tomorrow at the Gulf Coast Coliseum. We got a big one here in Alberta, Alabama. This is the big one.
Okay, so wherever you are, I'm sure there's a CETO booth there. Get your CETO membership.
Yeah, sure, and that's coming from a marina operator that gets a lot of phone calls.
Yes, so make sure you spend your money on something that's worth spending your money on. Make sure you have that CETO membership, people. Another thing I wanted to mention last week, Don, they're gearing up to go. Check your wheel bearings do a little bit of maintenance here. Check your wheel bearings. Had one come down here, wheel fell off, soon you turn in the parking lot. Check your wheel bearings. Check your grease in your wheel bearings. Pump them up. A lot of people don't think about this kind of stuff, Don. It's just stuff that, it's just maintenance and they don't think about it. You got to do a little bit of stuff on your boat,
I just packed in all your trailers. If you got a utility trail or any kind of trailer,
exactly.
You got to pack those wheel bearings. Robbie.
Just some good advice, that's all.
Oh, hey, you got a lot of it. Lucio, do you sell CETO packages here with your boats? Do you have that? Is it available?
It is available.
Okay, very good.
It's available.
Robbie, I want to remind everybody that that's next Sunday, right? March 17th, the Bayou Cleanup.
Yeah, the Bayou Cleanup's here at Campos next Sunday. If you don't have a boat, don't worry about it. There's going to be boats. All we need is people. We need bodies here to help pick up the stuff, the debris that's across the bayous, and don't worry about it if you don't have a boat. We got plenty boats. We'll have plenty boats. You can get on, go get this done. So we need people. So we need volunteers to come out and help do this. So it's going to be a big, be a great event. Be the third time we're doing this. Come on out and join the fun.
Yeah, and they got fried catfish and jambalaya. TV's on the bayou is going to be there, and they're going to get a reward.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. Do you get to keep any treasures that you find? If you find a treasure while you're picking up trash, can you keep it, or you got to turn it in?
If you want. No, I guess you can if you want. We never really had anybody find any kind of treasures. I don't really know.
Hey, what they say. Trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly right. And what do you consider a treasure? I'm not sure.
Yeah, me either. Well, Robbie, we'll go check in with you next week. We'll be talking to you before and reminding people again. It's a great effort to clean up that bayou. And, you can volunteer. Call Jimmy Corley, 504-258-4431. Thanks for the report, as always, Rob. We appreciate it, my friend.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, Don. All right, bye-bye.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.